We had a night a couple of weeks ago where we all, us and some friends, got a little bit frisky, and we ended up having a massive night with six of us in our marital bed. And since then, we have been looking for somewhere else to kind of expand our horizons, so to speak.
I guess we'd had a couple of experiences, like when we were traveling with other couples, and
we've done stuff online as well.
And we've been webcamming. It seems like a natural progression to, you know, explore those boundaries and see what, you know, where we could take it. And, you know, we didn't know whether or not we'd like it. You know, it was really just a, why don't we just go and have a look?
A touch of infidelity that was very mild and not that deep, you know, and it opened the conversation.
It was innately in her, and she was basically, she was making me kind of at least accept the fact that that's what she was going through. So I couldn't just shut it down.
We're obviously right into one another, and then it's really, really easy when your missus is attracted to or likes the idea of other women, right? And then the conversation goes from there, quite simply, how do we get that? Where do we go? Where do we... You don't go to the pub, you don't ring your friends, you look online and we find people like this and places like this, and here we are.
Okay, so I'm bisexual. It was basically to explore my bi side. We had a threesome and then I loved it, and so we joined the website.
We probably got into this a year ago, and I was pretty nervous and probably got a bit too drunk, and I just threw myself straight into it.
A lot of couples will cheat. A lot of couples will have workplace flings. A lot of couples will say that they're being monogamous and they're not. And they say, well, it's the figures, like 50% of couples have a fling at some point. We were very monogamous for a long time, had our first encounter with something like that, and came to each other with it, and then developed the relationship from there, because trust and communication is the most important thing to us, because he's my best friend. And, you know, you wouldn't go around lying to your best friend about something that's going on. You know, we love sex. It's one thing that never failed in our relationship. You know, we've been together for a long time, and we always had a sexual attraction to each other. We always had a chemistry. Even if we were arguing and fighting, we always had a chemistry together that meant, you know, that we'd always end up in bed fucking. And, you know, it's, I think primarily we're sexual beings who have found each other and support each other in the journey.
But ultimately what we found was that we could actually go out, have these adventures ourselves, and one of the best things was that would really turn us on, and it still happens to this day, you know. Ultimately, you know, we are planning kind of things that are going to happen in the future, and that really kind of blows my mind sometimes.
And then when you come here, you can actually be yourself. Everyone's here for the same reason, and just to have fun and just let go and enjoy themselves.
At the end of the day, we're exactly like you. We just like to fuck other people.
Yeah.